B'tachan for Life, Shir 1833, Yom Revi B'Shabbes, Parshas Ekev. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The Schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlacha in everything that they need. We are discussing Sefer and we are focusing on a Pasuk in Ashrei, how the entire world feels savor towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're not trying to develop something that's impossible to reach, but rather it's something that's natural, and we just have to bring back those natural feelings. We sometimes get so caught up in what's going on in our lives and what we can produce that we simply forget what the Rabbeinu Shlom does for us and how much we have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the foundation of Sefer. Now, one of our listeners left a very interesting idea, and I wanted to just mention it. He said the way he helps himself develop Sefer is by picking the areas that we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu without even thinking about it. Meaning, certain areas we expect the Rabbeinu Shlom to come through with, and we don't even give it a thought. For example, our heart pumping. It's essential. Most of us do not think about it at all. We just assume our heart is going to pump. What kind of assumption is that? It's expectation. That's really what Sefer is. Maybe it's even higher than Sefer, but that's irrelevant for us now. It's at least Sefer. And that's a feeling that we all have. You know, a person that doesn't really have emunah thinks that his heart pumps on its own and it's natural. But Baruch Hashem, we hopefully don't think like that. And we know the Rabbeinu Shlom pumps our heart. And we understand and we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pump our heart. Think about that. That is Sefer. That is really an expectation for the Rabbeinu Shlom to do something. The problem is we don't think about it. We don't feel that feeling of Sefer. We just kind of expect that it's going to happen without relying on the Rabbeinu Shlom. And this is where we have an opportunity. If we can take the area that we naturally feel Sefer in, and instead of just taking it for granted, tell yourself you're relying on the Rabbeinu Shlom to pump your heart today. And you're relying on the Rabbeinu Shlom that your car should start, that your air conditioning should work. The list is endless. Pick things that you expect to happen anyway, and then try to feel Sefer in those areas. Meaning you get up in the morning and you say, Rabbeinu Shlom, today I'm relying on you to make my heart pump. And it's true, it might be just lip service. But you're training yourself to feel Sefer. You're training yourself to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an area that you anyway expect to happen. So it's essentially a springboard to be able to feel Sefer in areas that we would maybe otherwise not feel Sefer. We will Be'ezer Hashem continue.